The black helicopter crowd notion.
Tyranny is always lurking just around the corner. They're making crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really is upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you. They're zombies.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News on the Armageddon Records Network. And now here's your host.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the podcast. This is episode 66. I'm your host, Zen One, and we have a great show for you today. We're going to check out what's making news. We have a ton of information to get to, folks. I mean, you think last episode was a lot more than we usually run through? I've got even more than that in this edition. And later on, we've got a review on Netflix original series Luke Cage. And we have a special report. Two special reports. Okay, folks, we have two special reports. And I'm not even going to tell you what they're about. But they're big. Who is texting me? Yeah, I just got a text just there from my good friend, Deb, and I sent her the link to an article, Cibo y Vino and Fish. This is a restaurant that I usually go to for happy hour. Fish, it's great. They have $6 martinis with heaping portions and blue cheese olives. And they also had a phenomenal lobster mac and cheese. And I was going to get to this story a little later, but yeah, I just got the text, so she replies back, OMG. Yeah, this is an amazing story, folks. Locally in Asbury Park, this is big news. Two major restaurants on the Asbury Park downtown scene. They were one of the top bars in our local area in Asbury Park. And they closed suddenly the other day, and we don't know why. But let me move on. Listeners just tuning in, there is an info war going on, and I'm here to promote the liberty movement. I'm a libertarian, constitutionalist, and nationalist. And yes, I'm promoting those ideals. And people like George Soros, Hillary Clinton, and the globalists, they are demonic and serve Lucifer. That is what the New World Order plan is. All of the elite practice occult rituals. Bohemian Grove. These people serve Lucifer. And metaphysically, we're here to asphyxiate the NWO. They have us in a stranglehold, and the only way is to reverse the hold and strangle them spiritually. What else? This just in, the graffiti artist known as J-Mac has been apprehended for terrorizing Asbury Park. That's an interesting story. His only crime was spray painting J-Mac all over many businesses and landmarks in town. But that gives the town culture and character, I think, in my opinion. So he was just apprehended. This is local New Jersey news. You're only getting it here, folks. None of these other podcasts are giving local Asbury Park news. And, in addition, global news, national news, and entertainment news. Just think about that. Just think about how special this show is. I got an idea. Let's see what's making headlines. All right, Pentagon finally admits World War III is around the corner, reveals it'll be fast and deadly. This is big news, folks. And yes, it hasn't cracked the mainstream acceptable paranoia yet. But let me tell you, this is going to start freaking people out once this starts sinking in. World War III is around the corner, with what the U.S. is doing with Russia. I don't even know. I'm not even going to get into it. That's just big-ass news, though. I gotta move on. I don't even know what to tell you, folks. Russia is going to have no problem unleashing nuclear war on us. They just did a drill with 40 million of their people. WikiLeaks bombshell. Clinton advisors are aware of aliens. This is amazing. Clinton advisors are aware of aliens. That would explain why she was curious in the topic of aliens and releasing the truth about them. Hillary Clinton said if she is elected, she will release any files proving aliens exist. So that's, I gotta respect that. This just in, more creepy clown sightings in New Jersey. This is not good as we approach in the Halloween season. I forgot to remind everybody that it is October 11th, 2016. And I am after work, just hanging out in my room. It's 5:23 p.m. And as we get closer to Halloween and the evil spirits that are unleashed, they're unleashed on Mischief Night. And it seems that in this local area of New Jersey that, well, there are a rash of pranksters or psychopaths that are running around in clown makeup, clown suits, trying to abduct children and hurt people and kill people. And they are hanging out around forests, trying to lure people in. And this is popping up with copycat killers. They're all dressing up like this, like a clown. Moving on. The only person going to jail for Eric Garner's death is the man who filmed it. That is a sad state of affairs, and that is a reasonable reason for rage. He was strangled to death with a baton. And it's just a sad story. He, for selling untaxed cigarettes. Taxation is theft. I say this over and over again. He wasn't paying tax on selling a cigarette, which those loose cigarettes usually range in price from 50 cents to a dollar. So he was choked to death by many men in blue, over 7 cents at most. The one person going to jail for his death was the man who filmed it. How are you gonna? How dare you do something like this? You're going to jail somebody that filmed exculpatory evidence? If you ask me, that's unprofessional. That is a lapse in judgment. And that he shouldn't be going to jail for this. So, you know what I forgot to mention earlier? I want to take a moment. Like us on Facebook. We really need the likes. So, we're at like 71 likes. And with that being said, I want to see the Facebook page for Black Helicopter News reach 8,000 likes, 10,000 likes. We are waking people up. How many times do I have to say this? You can make a difference. Share this with family, friends, and loved ones. We are here fighting the NWO, the globalists, like George Soros, David Rockefeller, the Rothschilds. These are the enemies of humanity. Anyway, we are located on Stitcher, iTunes, and TuneIn Radio. These are the three premier podcast listening platforms. So, you should already have one of these if you're listening to podcasts. I have an account on all three, but I mainly use Stitcher. But subscribe to us on all platforms. We need the plays. We need the likes. We need to wake people up. Because the globalists are implementing Illuminati-style systems. They are assaulting us, plain and simple. Alright. You know, I didn't have to tell you how I'm doing. I'm doing just great. Just been working, and that's pretty much it. You know what I mean? I'm going to keep it plain and simple. We have a Luke Cage review coming up. Maybe we'll take a break from the news real quick. I got some more stories to get through. So Luke Cage is an amazing show. It was out since September 30th. I did not check it out at all until, how many, like 2 weeks later almost. That's the 11th. So I didn't think I was going to like it because just some dude in a hoodie, a strong African American, and he is bald and has a goatee. He is escaped from prison. I don't, you know what, I can't even... See, I can't even spoil it for you, but just let me tell you, there's, the plot works, the plot is so intriguing, and while he doesn't have a costume, his power is truly impressive on the, in the cinematography. His power is simply, one, that he is super strength, and two, that he is bulletproof. That's an impressive power to have. He had been shot up so many times that he had to keep switching hoodies. And just imagine that, folks. What it would be like to be in inner city where there is drugs and guns and other criminal activity. And there's a power struggle between different factions. And just imagine that's your neighborhood. And you are coming between them and trying to take them out. And you don't kill. You don't use a gun. You're simply doing it with brute strength, punching, kicking, and bulletproof. Like, it was insane to see them just unload bullets into him. He had to just slap people in the head and that knocked them out. It was insane. They call him Power Man. Luke Cage, Power Man. I really suggest you check that out. It is an amazing series. What else I can say about it that won't spoil it? Once again, check it out. I give it my seal of approval. I give it... Delete your Yahoo account if you haven't already, folks. Apparently, there has been massive spying, data collection, and literal spying, like, participated in and perpetrated by Yahoo. I'm glad I deleted my accounts. They were never good, giving out people's information like that. They're spying, like, Earth is... So, yeah, a lot of people in the scientific community are saying Earth is used as a base by aliens, and they've actually been saying this for decades now. I remember 20 years ago, this was being talked about. It makes sense that Earth is a base, because Earth is a place to replenish nutrients and resources. It's a good place because you can just hide invisibly here and we won't be able to detect you, because we are technologically only advanced to a certain point. So we can't quite see invisible entities. So if you were an alien and were able to travel great distances, or even if you were just supernatural, you're able to most likely become invisible. Cloaking, stealth. Because you would understand that as humans, we have radars that we live and die by. And I guess, you know, you just got to work around that technology. If you're traveling light years, hundreds of light years, hundreds of millions of light years, I think it's safe to say that you know how to do something as simple as become invisible, because we almost have that. We're close to that. We have things like camouflage uniforms. That's close to being invisible. And you can wear all black, and that's close to invisible too. But you just got to take it another notch up on a technology level. Moving on. So did you hear this story, folks? Cops sent a helicopter and a National Guard to take over this 81-year-old woman. But it doesn't even matter if it's the age, to be honest. This would be a big deal if it was someone 18. But they did all of this over a small amount of marijuana. This is insane. This is why the drug war is a failure. Because it is utilizing thousands of dollars of resources. Millions in the big picture. Billions in the bigger picture. And it's for a victim. It's a victimless crime. This is like the Eric Garner thing. This is exactly the same thing. This is the exact same thing. They choked him to death. They squeezed his fucking thorax. And they wouldn't stop hitting him in the throat until he fucking died, dude. Over cigarettes, selling untaxed cigarettes. How much money could you even generate selling untaxed cigarettes? That's just some pocket change to get coffee in the morning, you know? They killed that man over small amounts of money, of pocket change, because their monopoly on force doesn't have a minimum value. They'll do it over a half of a cent. They will kill you for half a cent. And you heard it here, folks. They would, though. They really would. If you owed them a half a cent, they would do this. And you know what? That is like I would say somewhere along the lines of like a 1,872 percent excess of the necessary amount of effort, force, and anything they use. And in that same way, I'd say the same thing. They're using helicopters over, like, a small amount of weed. It's just absurd. It was medical, and she was 81. But even if she wasn't, it'd still be, like, insane. Yeah, I would say that, though. See, that's why I can't really condone the establishment. I can't condone either party. Democrats and Republicans are responsible for this kind of shit. Their corrupt collaboration. Their detachment from the pulse of the nation. We need to have this legalized, flat out. I can't see Trump or Hillary fixing this problem. The cops are still going to be going out with fucking helicopters. Black helicopters. And they are going to be having National Guardsmen invade the private property of an 81-year-old woman with medical marijuana. Folks, that's fucking disgusting, pitiful, fucking... I don't even know what to say. These people are... They're assaulting us. That is literally assaulting us. Next, study finds that without election fraud, Sanders would have won the Democratic primary. Well, we knew that. We knew that since day one. He said it himself. So, without election fraud, Sanders would have won in landslide, no less. And that came from a prestigious, I believe it was Stanford. Yes, it was Stanford. So, now there is exculpatory evidence that concludes and beyond a shadow of a doubt proves that there was election fraud. So wouldn't you think you'd say, okay, let's reset this, let's bring it back and just insert the person that should be there? See, that's how they get you. So Sanders would have won if they didn't cheat him out of it. That's a damn shame. They screwed him out of it. What I'm trying to say is that in a big scheme of things, not just national politics, I am talking bigger, geopolitics. You can just break it down. Hillary is a globalist. She's a fucking globalist! Next. Body, oh, this is crazy. This is sad, folks. The body of a doctor who linked vaccines to autism was found floating in a river. I feel bad for the man's family. All this man was doing was trying to be a patriot and expose that vaccines are linked to autism and even cancer. I'm adding the last bit in, and cancer. So this is just ridiculous, folks. Next up. You know what? I've got a couple more stories just coming in. I want to give you some breaking news. Oh my god, folks. There's so much to get into. My friend is bugging out. Rick Rock from episode 2 and 3. He's on the middle of a Facebook war. He's like, anyone remember who Slick Willie was? I've been taking a poll and it seems that it's a forgotten piece of U.S. history. I'll just reply back with LOL. So that is something to look at, folks. I'll get more into that later. So, Watermark. Great. Bar. Very prestigious and fancy. So they're on the boardwalk of Asbury Park, world famous beach destination, where I live next to. Now they are hosting a voter registration drive from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Wednesday, which owner Russell Lewis announced. And this is sponsored in part by the Asbury Park Democratic Organization. Lewis said, vote by mail applications will be on hand for those unable to make it to the polls on November 8th. And yeah, go out and vote, folks. As long as you're not serving a sentence or on probation or parole because of felony conviction, then you're good to go. And Lewis says plans are in the works for a second vote drive. And for those who don't know, Watermark is located at 800 Ocean Ave in Asbury Park, New Jersey. And so I got back. I see another. Oh boy, my boy's having a little battle with family. And someone replied back to him, and his family said, "Still to the who is Slick Willie? It's a forgotten piece of U.S. history." Someone else in his family replies, "Still is. Who do you think is playing Trump?" Okay. Anyway, they're beefing about some of the family supports Trump, some of the family supports Clinton. And yes, folks, this is going to be a polarizing and a election that you can bet. All right, more news, folks. So much. I'm jam-packing it in. Bill Clinton heckled as a rapist during Hillary event. I'm going to try to play a clip. This is amazing. I totally encourage you to do this. I know it sounds like I'm trolling. No, I'm dead serious. Like, that is a good thing. I totally think that's great. He deserves it. He is. You know what? He raped and hurt women, like, physically. I don't know if I can get a clip. This is on RT News. I am not seeing the video clip, though. But this isn't... You know what? I want to try to really get a clip, because this is amazing. And yes, they mentioned Alex Jones in that article. Alex, listen to this.
Now, another shirt that was designed and licensed from Roger Stone is the Bill Clinton rape shirt. Looks like the, you know, communist style Obama hope shirt that says rape. Wear it. Get aggressive. Start the conversations. Get on TV with it. In fact, I'm going to say this right now. Anyone that gets on national TV with the shirt clearly for more than 5 seconds gets $1,000. That means, you know, behind cameras, you name it. Anyone that gets it on air on national TV and gets the words out, Bill Clinton is a rapist, or things along that line with a bullhorn, I could go to this right now. $5,000. Until a budget of $100,000 has been spent.
Adoptable dogs. Well, every year, the Best Friends Animal Society helps cats and dogs who are stuck in animal shelters find homes.
Bill Clinton is a rapist. We've
got. But I think one of the kind of the things that we really need to be looking at in this debate is that Bill Clinton is a rapist. Infowars.com. Infowars.com. Bill Clinton's a rapist. Bill Clinton is a rapist.
All right.
Bill
Clinton. And I got this Hillary for Prison T-shirt, and I just want everyone to know about this, like, big presidential campaign that Bill Clinton is a rapist at Infowars.com.
Okay. Thank you very much, Terrence.
How can we make sure everybody gets a chance to participate? How can we help families succeed in the most important job of any society, raising children, and succeed in the
So I encourage you to take part in this. This is still going on, and this is a good opportunity to make some cash and fight the New World Order. Besides that, moving on. So I really like this, and I want to hold contests like this soon too. So probably next presidential election cycle, maybe I'll do something similar with a new candidate. Moving on. What else? I mean, we've gotten to so much. Oh, yeah. So I'm going to check some more breaking news. Let's see what we got here. So I got to it all. I want to touch on this real quick. Ernesto Cullari, he is the syndicated columnist of the Tri-City News, a local newspaper representing Asbury Park, Long Branch, and Red Bank, New Jersey. It is available in all surrounding neighborhoods, also in towns. So, it is an amazing publication, and the columnist for Justified Right, Ernesto Cullari, posted this story. And he says, the grossly incompetent news media constantly exaggerates the weather report. See, because that's all the news people like to listen to. You know, the weather reports are like, just so you didn't know, I mentioned it earlier. We are on the brink of war with Russia. Who would have known? Oh, God, folks, I really want to let you guys know that that I'm trying to warn you. I'm trying to wake you up. We have to avoid World War III. Who wants World War III? The globalists, okay? The globalist scum, like George Soros, David Rockefeller, the Rothschilds, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, These are globalists. They want us to be disarmed, to be put in camps, concentration camps. Moving on. I think that's going to wrap up the news segment, folks. All right. So, like I said earlier, we're making history today. We're talking about two special reports. Let's get right to things. So, here's the sad facts. This is nuts, folks. There has been a return of the Kentucky Goblins. There's new leads in a case of these strange creatures and crashed UFOs and Men in Black. And like I've always said, Men in Black, I think they're actually aliens also, just pretending to be humans because they never exhibited human features. So let's just take a quick trip back. June 2012, my inside source who came to me with this story. I was contacted by a frightened man who claimed that a group of small three-toed creatures were emerging from a mineshaft and terrorizing his rural Kentucky home. He sent us photographic evidence. This is exculpatory. And he asked me to investigate the case. He eventually had to flee his property. He did. So the appearance of these creatures, from what he said and what he stated on record, and it's in my database documented, so the appearance he described made a striking resemblance to a well-documented case from 1955. And this was when in a farmhouse in Hopkins, Kentucky, was besieged and overrun by goblins from outer space in an encounter that went down as being one of the most credible, well-documented cases of American history. The Kentucky Goblins had returned. Yeah, they're back. And I don't know what to do because it was really hard to get rid of them the first time. So the more I looked into this case of the Kentucky Goblins' reappearance, the more disconnected this story became, you know. Small details led to big events. One answer led to a dozen questions and a seemingly isolated report of what we call in the scientific field a cryptozoological terror in the backwoods of Kentucky turned into a story of crashed UFOs, secret underground bases, and black ops military operations all over the Appalachian Mountains. Like I mentioned earlier in episode 1, the Appalachian Mountains is where you take the trail to Hollow Earth. That was just a side tangent. Let me get back on track. Just when I thought, personally, that things couldn't get any weirder, I was sent GPS coordinates by different colleagues of UFOologists that said one of the elusive Men in Black. They sent me the coordinates of an actual Man in Black in real time. And guess where they led? They led to a cave in a mountain, which had a history of alien abductions, weird lights, and it's insane, folks. While I discussed this evidence with other researchers in the field of academia, I was mocked. Listen, there is an official update, let it be heard, right here and now of the Kentucky Goblins. And I'm setting off this month, and I will keep you updated, I'm setting off to find the site of this incident. I'm going to take a vacation day or two, and I am going to travel to Kentucky, into the backwoods, to search for this mysterious place where people disappear and there's weird lights. So if the show stops airing permanently after I made that statement, just come looking for me. But buckle up, the story's about to take. If you're looking for a full detailed history with factoids about these goblins, just Google Kentucky Goblins and you should have a plethora of credible information pop up. Peer reviewed. I mean, I'm a peer and I think it's real. Therefore, I'm giving it. So for the sake of just moving shit along, it's been a 60-year mystery. Okay? Here's an email I got and I'm not going to get into it because it's long. Because I'm constantly receiving emails from different UFO cases, political matters. I've got connections and inside informants from all levels of government in all countries, in all nations. So I've got insiders in every major governmental and nonprofit organization across the globe. So it's safe to say the information you get here is the real deal. This is the news station you should be listening to, not CNN, not Fox, not anyone else. You should be listening to Black Helicopter News. I realize, you realize, that Fox, CNN, MSNBC, the BBC, they are enemy collaborator media. They are subject to the control of the New World Order. Back to the emails. I received an amazing one. Hello, my name is David. I received your contact info through a mutual acquaintance who assures me I'm well equipped to investigate peculiar problems. That I am, folks. Hit me up if you need me to solve a case. I am like Scooby-Doo Mysteries. Furthermore, I believe you may have interest in these events. And he's blah, blah, blah. So basically, he's living in a rural area in the border of West Virginia and Kentucky. And his family is nightly assaulted by creatures. And he believes they're extraterrestrial. They appear to be the size of a small child. And yes, we've done a massive data analysis, and he is not being assaulted by small children. So that was one of the first things we checked when we vet our stories. So he's being attacked by these small aliens. They're the size of a child. They're creatures from space. No, I'm dead serious. Seriously, though, if what he's saying is true, these are small aliens with large oily eyes. That sounds like a gray alien to me. So he's saying basically that gray aliens are stalking him. They took his dog. Jesus, this is insane. You know what? He thinks they're coming in from an abandoned mine located on the edge of his property. I bet he is, because a lot of these mines shafts travel down really deep. But yeah, an abandoned mine that could lead with a tunnel all the way to Hollow Earth. So that is interesting. He said, I think his hypothesis is valid. So he says, though I'm armed, good. And I just want to tell you folks, when shit hits the fan and a new world order comes through, if you're not armed, put it this way, are you going to want to be shot to death, or do you want to at least take someone with you? If so, I'd get armed. So he's afraid to go in a mine himself, even with a weapon, even with a semi-automatic. I'll tell you what, I'll go anywhere as long as I got a semi-auto. It gives you the confidence. It gives you the confidence to be a man. Okay, moving on. So he's thinking of blasting the mine. I'd be careful if I was him. If he's going to place dynamite into the mine, the New World Order may attack him for doing that, you know. So he's asked for my help. You know what happened? I shared the email with my fellow colleagues. But basically, he was under the impression that I can help him. He's in Pike County. That's out of, it's still classified information, but it's in a part of Kentucky. They said they saw the short goblins. They started to investigate when they put two and two together, and they saw three-toed footprints. And I'm looking at pictures of them right now. I don't know if I can post these. They are under copyright law. But I'll tell you one thing. That these look like legitimate footprints. Now, so I forgot my camera, because you know why? Because I've been asking people to donate to the show. And no one donated yet, believe it or not. But yeah, I didn't have a camera to take pictures. See, I didn't have the equipment. I was just showing up with a 40-ounce and a blunt. I was just like, I'll investigate. I actually didn't have equipment. I don't have the equipment because I've been trying to ask about it, but I couldn't get the funding from the listenership. But yeah, if I had a camera, like I'm talking about like a good $400 camera and different lenses, so maybe like if I could get like $800 or more from the listenership for a camera alone. Yeah, that's how you grow the operation. I'm trying to grow this as an independent media operation. We are operating on a bare-bones budget, folks. So I just want to remind you that on blackhelicopternews.podomatic.com, on the actual host server of the podcast. You can donate. You can donate. There's a donate button. It'll drop it right in my bank account. So just throwing it out there. But yeah, so I have these photographs, but I can't prove it. It can't be credible evidence because I can't pay the fee to the original person that shot it. They don't want to share it with me. And they took pictures, and they took the pictures, and then they messed up the goblin tracks. So I couldn't take a picture for free on my phone. They said I needed a good camera, and since I didn't have one, that I had to buy it from them. And I told them I will get back to them. So I will get back to them if you guys can send me the money. So for future stories like this, I can have more evidence to present. But just trust me, they were real tracks. I saw a picture. Does that sound, is that a believable pitch? I hope so. I hope I won someone over at that plea. But you know what? Even the people that took the pictures, they could be fake. So, but the thing is, I need money for the equipment. If I can have the, you know what? Hit me up with the 800 for the camera. But if I could get another, if I can get at least another G, I may be able to get something to sample soil. Okay. So I'm not going to get too much into this story. I know it's a special report, but I'm just getting tired of harping on this. This whole story, this is a long story, and you can check this out on Black Helicopter News on Facebook, is where I post these stories. I post these articles. So basically, I got to just tell you that they are humanoid in appearance. These are, I mean, theories said they were hog tracks, wild hogs. You know what? I'm thinking these goblins were either demonic or extraterrestrial. But you know what? There's no way I can go into this. This is one long article. The whole point of this special report is to, number one, inform you that the Kentucky goblins, they're back. Once again, I want to repeat, the Kentucky goblins are back. I had another special report that I needed to tell you about. So here we are making history. Two special reports. Moving on. Edgar Casey's mind-blowing prophecy about Putin's role in World War III. Did you know the Sleeping Prophet made predictions about the role of Russia in the 21st century? Edgar Casey, that is my boy. He is one of the world's most revered and galvanized psychics. Russia would prove to be a force for world peace. Casey would go into these trance-like states of consciousness. He would just pass out on a couch, and he would, while doing so, access different dimensions. What did he say? Quote, dreams are today's answer to tomorrow's question. Amazing. His predictions related to medical issues mainly, but he touched on the geopolitical topics of interest. These predictions came true. A lot of them did. He died in 47, but he predicted the Great Depression and the events leading to both world wars and warned of the untimely death of two presidents. His influence is still relevant. He made an astonishing number of predictions about Russia. And guess what? He predicted Russia would be reborn after the Second World War, which it was, then become a thorn in the side of the global banking cartel. Guess what? Russia is against the New World Order. Just throwing that out there. When asked in 1932 about political and economic trends in Europe, Casey zeroed in on Russia. I'm not even going to get into what he said, but he basically said that they're going to rise again. Casey spoke of their role as being the hope of the world. I wonder, is that why they're demonizing them now, the enemy collaborator media? Maybe. He said that Russia comes as the hope of the world. He predicted it in 1944. You know what? Because they're doing a lot of great things that is enraging our government, which makes me think that maybe our government's the New World Order too. I'm just giving baby steps for new listeners. What do you think? I know hardcore listeners of the show, they're like, no shit. But yeah, Putin's been really doing a little, he's been hitting his stride. He's been like relieving the chokehold of the global banking companies. They expelled the Rothschilds. Like, that is an amazing thing. Russia expelled the Rothschilds banking company from their country. So I'm just going to say that's a good thing. I'm just throwing it out there, though. Why do we have, why does the U.S. have to be a slave to the Rothschilds banking corporation? Why? Why? Casey would predict they'd be a force for world peace. Okay, hopefully, because the Third World War is about to break out, as we mentioned. And so he basically explains the geopolitical turmoil going on right now. Okay? He did this in 1944. So that is what we had to talk about today. Number one, the Kentucky Goblins are back. I don't know what we're going to do about that one. I've been investigating it. And if you're just a fan of the show and you want to help me make more episodes by giving me more money to fund this operation, I will be bringing you the news every week. And the more money I receive from viewers like you, I'll be able to do episodes twice a week, three times a week. But I need the funding to do it that much. So if you want to just drop me off a donation here and there, go to blackhelicopternews.podomatic.com. I have a donate button. All right, folks. This has been a very interesting episode. So yeah, we're closer to World War III. I hate to leave on such a bummer. But life's tough. Get a helmet. With that being said, stay woke.